Hello, and welcome to Appraiser Secrets for Real Estate Investors. My name is Mark Jackson. You can call me MJ. And this is another episode of Make Your Profit When You Buy, because it doesn't matter if you're a realtor, rehabber, work with Fannie Mae or HUD as an appraiser, if you're a landlord, or if you're an investor, or even a homeowner. The main thing you've got to do is make sure that you understand the acquisition value of the property you're trying to acquire and the full market value, because you make your profit when you buy. I want to just share with you a couple tips that I learned this week dealing with a hot water heater in one of the houses I have to market. But before I do that, of course, I got to give you a little something about golf. And I was playing just the other day, and for those that are familiar to the game and those that are maybe just discover a little bit more about the game, now golfers are using longer tees to tee their ball up with on the teeing ground when they hit that first stroke out into the fairway, or first shot out into the fairway. And one of the reasons we're using longer tees is because we have, we've got bigger club heads. We've got these 460 cubic centimeter, 4 cc's club heads. And you need a longer tee to tee the ball up higher in order to get the club to be able to hit it, because we used to have shorter tees, we're only about that long, and this one's 2 inches and some. And one of the things I discovered is that even in a situation that although we have these taller tees and bigger club heads, when the wind is blowing, either in particular in your face, one of the things you actually want to do is go ahead and tee that ball back down a little bit lower. And what that does, and even I've experienced it, rather than trying to still tee it up regular, you got to make a little bit of an adjustment when you've got wind coming into your face. So I've teed it down a little bit. I think I read an article about this in Golf Digest magazine, and just teeing it down a little bit, taking your same swing, maybe finishing a little bit flatter, I'm giving too much detail. Anyway, tee the ball down, and what that will do is actually keep it below the wind, so you'll get you may not have as long a carry in the air, but it'll go low, and then if it's dry conditions, it'll hit and it'll run. So you'll get, it's not the same distance if you were to get it high up in the air and let it carry, but better distance if you put it high and then the wind just kind of blows it back down. So definitely tee that ball down a little bit, and you'll have good success in wind conditions. So that's my golf thing I've learned here most recently. But what I want to share with you is I've got a property that is under contract, and I got the property inspection report, and I want to show this to you. In a sense, you can tell this is a real high-tech report, kind of handwritten here for this particular home inspector, and he's got a number of things on here. Now, what's really interesting about the way they wrote this, and I want you to be cognizant, is I've got a number of items on here, and I'll read just a couple of them to you. Bedroom access from main floor bathroom window has split wood around lock. So in one of the bedrooms on the first floor across from the hall bathroom, the wood that holds the latch in place was split. So that's a little bit of a concern. The cooling unit outside was not cooling. Well, we actually had in the contract, sales contract on the purchase, was they wanted us to update the AC unit. So this one's kind of mute, because we know already that we're going to make that change. There's a couple other items on here. I'll read another one to you. Back of house window near deck has some wood damage. So there's an area that got some water in it. It already been painted everything. It just needed actually to be recalked so the water would get in it and repaint it. So just kind of a little bit of touch up there. But and then there's a smoke alarm on the steps upstairs was not working. The thing about this particular report and the high-tech nature where it's put up is there's no recommendation in here that any of these matters is pressing or needs to be fixed. So literally, I don't have an obligation based on this report and or communicating with our buyer or the realtor to do anything. Because, I mean, these are all minor things that are the normal course of home ownership. And we didn't have any contingency for repairs or anything. We did have an inspection period in our sales contract, but nothing that says we absolutely positively had to perform. Now, what do you think I'm going to do? That's right. I'm going to try to tackle as many of these as I possibly can, because I don't want my buyer to be in a situation where they say, well, you know, we've got conditions of the property. I did my walkthrough and they haven't been adjusted, so I don't want to close. It could happen. I want to make sure I avoid that. And these are very simple things. All that's on here, the only one that's of concern is this one. Panel box hot water breaker will not stay on. So essentially, in the house, you open the panel box, there's the breakers in there, and for some reason, the hot water heater breakers are tripped. They're not staying on. Try to turn them on, not staying on. So essentially, had the realtor come by. He called one of his electrician guys. We were kind of there together, and we had an ohm tester, ohm, OHM tester, and as it turns out, we basically need to have the hot water heater checked. Fortunately for me, we were looking, and the hot water heater is only 5 years old, so it's still under warranty. Well, what I did, or what I had to do, was actually get the serial number, model number, year built, stuff like that, and I hadn't written that information down. I went to a Georgia RIA meeting last night. Interesting meeting, pretty good turnout. Jeffrey Taylor, Mr. Landlord, was there and spoke. Saw a couple of deals that I would be interested in, so that was pretty cool. But on the way home, I said, well, let me swing by this property and get this information. Now, what's really cool is these smartphones, okay? So mine, as with most, has a camera on it. But this one in particular, I like because it's got a really cool flash. Hold on, so let me go back to camera here. So what I was able to do, I was upstairs in the attic. It was the Williams house was a bungalow house, second store, and you actually go through the attic through the upstairs bathroom, which is cool. But check this out. So I've got like a really bright, probably took a picture or something. But anyway, I got a real bright flash on this camera. Let's see. Yeah, so not bright flash. So what I was able to do when I went to the property is, let's see, let me take a peek. I just went upstairs and took a picture of the label. So let me show that to you. So I was able to just take a picture of the label. So I got the serial number, model number, when it was built, year manufactured, all that kind of good stuff, which is pretty cool. Bright flash, huh? Yeah. Did that yesterday evening. So, and then today I called, this is General Electric. Went online, pulled up General Electric Warranty Center, and I got a 800 number and called in, and basically, yes, it was in warranty, and they're going to send somebody out, check the elements or whatever needs to be done, and fix that puppy so that, and again, just fortunate that it's not an old hot water heater. There's no water coming out of it, even though it's on the second floor. It's nice, dry, no rust. It's just the element of some kind of that needs to be repaired. So very, very unique experience, but we want to be creative. Be mindful of your home inspection, what's on here that you may or may not want to do, but what may impact your sale. So be cognizant of that, and then use all your tools to get the information you need so that you can be successful doing your deal. So listen, always want to be in a situation where I can share as much with you on the things you need to do to be able to maintain the value that you've got on your property, okay, especially when it's under contract. You don't want to lose that deal. As the fundings get ready to go, and you get closer to the closing date, you want to make it to the closing table. So that's what I wanted to share with you for this particular episode. It is always a treat and a pleasure. Remember, for you golfers out there or aspiring golfers, if you've got wind and you're in a tee box and the wind's blowing in your face, tee it down a little bit, and you'll be able to penetrate that ball right through the air. So listen, this is MJ. It's absolutely a pleasure to have an opportunity to share with you. Other than that, take good care, and I'll see you on the other side. Goodbye now. Hello, and welcome to Appraiser Secrets for Real Estate Investors. My name is Mark Jackson. You can call me MJ. And this is another episode of Make Your Profit When You Buy, because it doesn't matter if you're a realtor, rehabber, work with Fannie Mae or HUD as an appraiser, if you're a landlord or if you're an investor or even a homeowner, the main thing you've got to do is make sure that you understand the acquisition value of the property you're trying to acquire and the full market value, because you make your profit when you buy. I want to just share with you a couple tips that I learned this week dealing with a hot water heater in one of the houses I have to market. But before I do that, of course, I got to give you a little something about golf. And I was playing just the other day, and for those that are familiar to the game and those that are maybe just discover a little bit more about the game. Now, golfers are using longer tees to tee their ball up with on the teeing ground when they hit that first stroke out into the fairway, or first shot out into the fairway. And one reason we're using longer tees is because we have, we've got bigger club heads. We've got these 460 cubic centimeter, 4 cc's club heads. And you need a longer tee to tee the ball up higher in order to get the club to hit it, because we used to have shorter tees, we're only about that long, and this one's 2 inches and some. And one of the things I discovered is that even in a situation that although we have these taller tees and bigger club heads, when the wind is blowing, either in particular in your face, one of the things you actually want to do is go ahead and tee that ball back down a little bit lower. And what that does, and even I've experienced it, rather than trying to still tee it up regular, you got to make a little bit of an adjustment when you've got wind coming into your face. So I've teed it down a little bit. I think I read an article about this in Golf Digest magazine. Excuse me. And just teeing it down a little bit, taking your same swing, maybe finishing a little bit flatter, Gosh, I'm giving too much detail. Anyway, tee the ball down, and what that will do is actually keep it below the wind, so you'll get you may not have as long a carry in the air, but it'll go low, and then if it's dry conditions, it'll hit and it'll run. So you'll get, it's not the same distance if you were to get it high up in the air and let it carry, but better distance if you put it high and then the wind just kind of blows it back down. So definitely tee that ball down a little bit, and you'll have good success in wind conditions. So that's my golf thing I've learned here most recently. But what I want to share with you is I've got a property that is under contract, and I got the property inspection report, and I want to show this to you. In a sense, you can tell this is a real high-tech report, kind of handwritten here for this particular home inspector, and he's got a number of things on here. Now, what's really interesting about the way they wrote this, and I want you to be cognizant, is I've got a number of items on here, and I'll read just a couple of them to you. Bedroom access from main floor bathroom window has split wood around lock. So in one of the bedrooms on the first floor across from the hall bathroom, the wood that holds the latch in place was split. So that's a little bit of a concern. The cooling unit outside was not cooling well. We actually had in the contract, sales contract on the purchase, was they wanted us to update the AC unit. So this one's kind of mute. Because we know already that we're going to make that change. There's a couple other items on here. I'll read another one to you. Back of house window near deck has some wood damage. So there's an area that got some water in it. It's already been painted everything. It just needed actually to be re-caulked so the water would get in it and repaint it. So just kind of a little bit of touch up there. But and then there's a smoke alarm on the steps upstairs was not working. The thing about this particular report and the high-tech nature where it's put up, is there's no recommendation in here that any of these matters is pressing or needs to be fixed. So literally, I don't have an obligation based on this report and or communicating with our buyer or the realtor to do anything. Because, I mean, these are all minor things that are the normal course of home ownership. And we didn't have any contingency for repairs or anything. We did have an inspection period in our sales contract, but nothing that says we absolutely positively had to perform. Now, what do you think I'm going to do? That's right. I'm going to try to tackle as many of these as I possibly can, because I don't want my buyer to be in a situation where they say, well, you know, we've got conditions in the property. I did my walkthrough, and they've haven't been adjusted, so I don't want to close. It could happen. I want to make sure I avoid that. And these are very simple things. All that's on here, the only one that's of concern is this one. Panel box hot water breaker will not stay on. So essentially, in the house, you open the panel box, there's the breakers in there, and for some reason, the hot water heater breakers are tripped. They're not staying on. Try to turn them on, not staying on. So essentially, had the realtor come by. He called one of his electrician guys. Were kind of there together, and we had an ohm tester, ohm, OHM tester, and as it turns out, we basically need to have the hot water heater checked. Fortunately for me, we were looking and the hot water heater is only 5 years old. So it's still under warranty. Well, what I did or what I had to do was actually get the serial number, model number, year built, stuff like that. And I hadn't written that information down. I went to a Georgia RIA meeting last night. Interesting meeting, pretty good turnout. Jeffrey Taylor, Mr. Landlord, was there and spoke. Saw a couple of deals that I would be interested in, so that was pretty cool. But on the way home, I said, well, let me swing by this property and get this information. Now, what's really cool is these smartphones, okay? So mine, as with most, has a camera on it. But this one in particular, I like because it's got a really cool flash. Hold on, so let me go back to camera here. So what I was able to do, I was upstairs in the attic. It was the Williams house was a bungalow house, second store, and you actually go through the attic through the upstairs bathroom, which is cool. But check this out. So I've got like a really bright, probably took a picture of something. But anyway, I got a real bright flash on this camera. Let's see. Yeah, so not bright flash. So what I was able to do when I went to the property is, let's see, let me take a peek. I just went upstairs and took a picture of the label. So let me show that to you. So I was able to just take a picture of the label. So I got the serial number, model number, when it was built, year manufactured, all that kind of good stuff, which is pretty cool. Bright flash, huh? Yeah. Did that yesterday evening. So, and then today I called, this is General Electric. Went online, pulled up General Electric Warranty Center, and I got an 800 number and called in, and basically, yes, it was in warranty, and they're going to send somebody out, check the elements or whatever needs to be done, and fix that puppy so that, and again, just fortunate that it's not an old hot water heater. There's no water coming out of it, even though it's on the second floor. It's nice, dry, no rust. It's just the element of some kind of that needs to be repaired. So very, very unique experience, but we want to be creative. Be mindful of your home inspection, what's on here that you may or may not want to do, but what may impact your sale. So be cognizant of that, and then use all your tools to get the information you need so that you can be successful doing your deal. So listen, always want to be in a situation where I can share as much with you on the things you need to do to be able to maintain the value that you've got on your property, okay, especially when it's under contract. You don't want to lose that deal. As the funding's get ready to go, and you get closer to the closing date, you want to make it to the closing table. So that's what I wanted to share with you for this particular episode. It is always a treat and a pleasure. Remember, for you golfers out there or aspiring golfers, if you've got wind and you're in a tee box and the wind's blowing in your face, tee it down a little bit, and you'll be able to penetrate that ball right through the air. So listen, this is MJ. It's absolutely a pleasure to have an opportunity to share with you. Other than that, take good care, and I'll see you on the other side. Goodbye now.